molasses came, barrel, syrup. Those things were more or less perishable and grocery. Kerosene was another product that we bought from grocery stores. And a wise grocerman would sell it to you only in the daytime, because you didn't want no lights at all, no fire anywhere. And you'd have that stuff in a drum, metal drum, and you had to bring your own container. Ultimately, it had a little spout on mine. It was sticking ice potato, you know, stick it on that and close it up.
Yeah.
But people, that was a fuel of our lives.
You had to pour it through a little, maybe, to...
A little spout in the oil can, we call them. They still have them, you know. You see around the garage, but they're more modern, sophisticated types.
What would you call that thing, maybe you pour it? Enable you to pour it
into
a narrow mouth barrel,
or,
well, with, you know, like this.
Could be, I don't know, could be a spout. I don't know whether as much as got that kerosene.
This was something you might pour into a, it would have a big lift like that, but I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like that.
Yeah, we did, uh-huh. Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know what
you
mean.
You call that a what?
I can't recall it right now. Yeah, you had to have those things to pour it from a large container into a small one.
Not a small one.
That would be, that name that comes to me, it'd be a funnel. It had a big opening, flared end, and then go down to a little end to slip into the opening container.
Okay.
That kerosene was terribly dangerous. You buy kerosene now and pour it out, and you got to encourage it or nurse it to make it burn.
Yeah.
But then the stuff was half gasoline, pretty much.
Yeah,
like
that's
gasoline.
Right. Yeah.
And it would explode. Many a place was set afire. I mean, you'd have lamps and burning at night. If you knocked it over, it was sure to set the table or house afire, because you had the flame there, and it's explosive gas. Many place was... The lady, you know, that set the, saw the Chicago fire, was it?
Liz O'Leary.
Liz O'Leary, well, kerosene lamp or lantern.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing that you never see, is a lantern, or a lantern. Every home had to have those things, because it was on the back porch, available, with kerosene in there, and it went clean. Something would happen at night. You have to light it, go out to the barn, or go out to somebody was sick, go out and hunt a doctor or something.
Did you ever use a makeshift one of those things, you know, maybe with just a rag end in a bottle or something like that?
No, I never did. I think I know what you mean, but you use a bottle and take a piece of felt or something, make a wick out of it.
Did you ever hear
of
that called a flambeau?
Yeah, the name was used a lot in New Orleans and Mobile and parade. And I never saw, you see those things in motion pictures and television.
Yeah.
They burn clear. In the hell, they make them burn. It just won't do it.
Yeah, that's true. Because
I've tried to make one. You just can't do it. They have something that's made professionally. We used to, the great sport here is floundering, we call it.